1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus on this Tuesday. Here in Little Apple, Brady Bowman with you. We're going to talk some Pauk County to start things out. In the last half hour, we'll talk International Women's Day. Got some representatives of that. We'll talk about that event coming up. And right now, though, I'm here with Pottawatomie County Manager Robert Reese and Stephen Metzger, the Assistant Planner for Pottawatomie County. Welcome, gentlemen, on this Tuesday.
Good morning.
Morning.
And already, I'm just going to say, forgive whatever, if I have some more cough. I've been struggling with a little bit of a cough ever since I got the flu at the beginning of January. And being outside in the cold for quite a while last night has not helped that coughing situation this morning. So
well, it was probably good we're in a confined area then.
Yeah, bear with me. Yeah. Bear with me. I feel fine, though. I feel fine.
I'm sure you do. That's what they always say.
Right, right. And be sure to get right up to the mics, gentlemen. Well, a lot going on in Pottawatomie County, especially last night. Maybe just real quick, just some quick thoughts on that shooting last night. I know you probably don't know any more information than, especially Robert, any more information than we know, being the county manager, but maybe just some quick thoughts on that incident.
Now, I know that Sheriff Wright is involved in that investigation, and that's really his part. So I really don't have anything else to offer than that. So.
Definitely a crazy situation. You hate to see that.
Yeah.
Hate to see that. Well, I think you said that before we went on air that Stephen was kind of going to head things off this morning, unless Robert, you're itching to get going right away.
No. I think the main pretense today was to have Stephen come in and speak a little bit about our comprehensive plan that we're going through countywide, and then eventually, I think in the Blue Township, the neighborhood plan.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I think he can speak, hours on that if you like.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I love to hear myself talk, so don't worry about that.
There you go. You're in the right room. So what you got?
The as Robert said, the county is conducting a new comprehensive plan for the county. And in planning terms, what that is, it's a policy document that covers the next 20 or so years. That document's going to cover everything from land use, growth, development, as well as the preservation of agricultural land, natural resources, and things like that. The best metaphor I can come up with is it's sort of like a New Year's resolution for the county. Every 20 years or so, it's time to take a look at ourselves, find what we need to make improvements on, and work toward those goals. We'll rehash it every couple of years, every 5 years, to make sure that those goals are still adequate, and we'll go from there. So,
what's these are common to have these comprehensive plans. I guess what's the biggest differences in this one compared to the last comprehensive plan?
Well, the last comprehensive plan was done in 1993, so
quite a while.
Yeah. So if you think about that Blue Township area, that sewer district area. In 1993, about the only things that were there were half of Timber Creek, which is right off of Green Valley Road. None of the business park. The Darrows wasn't there. Elbow Creek, Nelson's Ridge, all those subdivisions along Green Valley Road and Excel Road weren't there in 93. The county has grown by several thousand people since then, so it's past time to get a new one in there to reflect what all has changed countywide in those last 20 years. So
I have to imagine with this comprehensive plan compared to maybe the last one done in 1993, there's probably a little bit more of an urban approach to this one, maybe compared to the other one in some ways.
So the emphasis seems to be a lot on the growth. But one of the things that we really want to make sure we get in this comprehensive plan is making sure that growth takes care of the agricultural area as well. You know, we want to preserve that culture of farming and ranching that exists in most of the land area in Pottawatomie County. You know, the growth really is only, especially the sewer district, is only a very small percentage of the land area of the county. And so we want to make sure that growth respects the agricultural heritage, the agricultural and ranching culture that really permeates most of Pottawatomie County. So So it really covers, well, as the name would suggest, it's very comprehensive in what it covers.
Is this comprehensive plan, is this one that's done in-house or is this one contracted out?
No, we did get a consultant, Kendig Keast Collaborative out of Sugar Land, Texas. I have to say Sugar Land, they get mad if you say Houston, but it's just outside of Houston. They're a really great firm, great people. They've been fantastic to work with so far. They'll be here actually next week for a meeting with the County Commission and the Planning Commission, as well as a town hall meeting March the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Westmoreland Elementary School gym. I'll probably say that two or three more times, but we hope that's really, you know, the public's chance to have their say in what the comprehensive plan is going to show for this county. So,
and I'm sure public opinion is always something that has a lot of value to it for you and when you're looking at this.
Yeah, it is probably the biggest piece of the comprehensive plan, is because, you know, me as a county planner, I deal with these issues every day. And one of the reasons you don't do it in-house is you get this sort of tunnel vision on county issues, county needs, where you think the county ought to go. And so making sure that we get good public input is just a huge piece of this process. So I'm really pushing hard for the public to, you know, they call me fairly often talking about this issue or that issue, and I hope they show up to this town hall meeting to tell the consultant the same thing. So,
Brady Bowman here with Pottawatomi County Manager Robert Reese and Stephen Metzger, the Assistant County Planner. And Robert, have you had a chance to look into this comprehensive plan at all or give any review so
well,
far?
Well, once again, when Stephen said we had the original plan back in, or the last plan review in 93, and I came up to the county in approximately 97. So a lot of that work that you see in the growth and everything stems from that particular plan. And as Steve had pointed out, particularly along the 24 corridor, if you recall, perhaps back then, that was just a two-lane highway, and there was probably in what we call Blue Township growth area, 100 homes.
Just crazy to think now.
Yeah, and so now we have approximately, I don't know, somewhere around 1,000 homes in that area at that point, at this point in time, and our vision has pretty much been the same, and throughout those 20, 25 years that we've been marching ahead off that 93 plan. And it is very good at this point in time to especially have a fresh look from the outside, helping us along to allow us to consider other things and look at best practices as we continue that growth along that corridor area, which is, you know, less than 1/4 of the county. And since this is a countywide comp plan, predominantly, the focus on the rest of the county is going to be maintain that ruralism that the county is truly known for.
All right, let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more about this plan, the future, and maybe some funding mechanisms, because when you want to do stuff, it takes money.
Yeah. Sure.
More in focus on the other side of the break.